This shir is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas of Chaim Yisocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, our dear and unforgettable friend, one of the most special young people I have known, Reb Chaim Feigenbaum. Should be a meiras yosha for his beautiful family, and we should all know simchas. I once again find myself apologizing this year, as some previous ones, as being recorded in the car. I hope it is audible, and I hope that it could be enjoyed. The topic we will be discussing today is Schiras Maaseh Amalek. It is a takana of Chazal that the Shabbos before Purim we read the parasha in Ki Teitzei, the parasha of Maaseh Amalek, and that is the derech in which we are mekayim the mitzvah of Schiras Maaseh Amalek. Is the kriya a mitzvah d'oraisa? How is one supposed to perform the mitzvah d'oraisa of Schiras Maaseh Amalek? Is it necessarily by kriyas haTorah, or rather by mentioning the story of Amalek? Tosfos and Brachos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph maintain that the kriya of Parshas Zohar is a kriya d'oraisa. The Beis Yosef, twice in Shulchan Aruch, paskens in accordance to the opinion of Tosfos, Kuf Mem Vav Siv Beis and Tov Reish Pei Hei Siv Zayin. What is surprising that the Shulchan Aruch paskens not only the Kriya of Parshas Zohar, but the Kriya of Parshas Pora as well, are both the Urais. So regarding Parshas Zohar, at least we have a mitzvah, Zohar as Asher Asalach HaMolek. Parshas Pora, there is no mitzvah of Schir. But even the Tosfos Shita regarding Parshas Zohar is a Chiddush. How do we know Davka B'Kriyas HaTorah? The Rosh, Brochas Mem Zayin, seems to indicate a far greater Chiddush. The Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Eliezer that comes into Shul and he's lacking a tzenta for a minion. Rabbi Eliezer Shichrar Avdoi Kedei L'Tzarfoi So Asora. So he frees his Eved in order to be able to count him as one of the minion. The Gemara says, HaMashachar Avdoi Oive Be'asei, you're not allowed to free an Eved. The Gemara says, Mitzvah Shani. However, the Gemara asks, it's a Mitzvah Bo Ba'aveira, and the Gemara says, Mitzvah Derabim Shani. The Rosh seems to take it for granted. It's a pshitis be'enei harosh that for a mitzvah derabonon you cannot be over a mitzvah d'oraisa of kol ha'mashach l'avdoi over ba'asei. So therefore, the Rosh maintains that we're dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa, and the kriya of Parsha Zohar ba'azoro is a mitzvah d'oraisa. How could we know that? So there are two different perushim, two different interpretations by two great gedolim. Number one is the Keren Ora, Masechet Brachos. The Keren Ora is one of the great disciples of Reb Chaim Evolozhin. The Keren Ora says, probably it is reasonable to assume that the mitzvah of Schira has to do with the mitzvah of Mechia. We are supposed to remember that we have a mitzvah to destroy Amalek when Mashiach Tzidkenu would come. And therefore it is reasonable to assume that in the same way that the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek doesn't rest upon the individual, but upon the klal, the tzibur, the same rule would apply to Schiras Maaseh Amalek. It is not a mitzvah saprat, mitzvah sayochid, but rather mitzvah satzibur. So how does a tzibur perform schira if not by kriyas haTorah b'tzibur? That is the argument of the Keren Ora. A different approach we find in Sefer Pe'ula Sochir on the Maaseh Rav. Maaseh Rav is the most important source of Minhogei HaGro. And in Pe'ula Sochir, one of the disciples of the Gro, Os Kuf Lamed Gimel, writes that Schiras Maaseh Amalek would be considered a Dovah Shebikdusha, Ve'ein Oimrim Dovah Shebikdusha, Pochas Me'asora. Why would Schiras Maaseh Amalek be a Dovah Shebikdusha? Because Chazal say, Ein Shmoi Sholem, Ve'ein Kiso Sholem, Ad Shiyem Achez Zecher Amalek. And therefore, Schiras Maaseh Amalek would be considered a Dovah Shebikdusha. Both Pirushim are far-fetched. If we have no better approach, then we will be happy with these Pirushim. But both are Rochek Menapshat. I once saw one of the Achronim explain why would Parshas Purah be a mitzvah d'oraisa, the kriya of Parshas Purah. So he says this: we have one of the shesh mitzvahs aschira is zochar es asher hiktzavto es Hashem Elokecho. We are supposed to remember that we kiviyochol aggravated the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the midbar. So Purah Aduma has to do with chetu egel tovoy aim v'tikaneach tzoyas mino, and therefore by the kriya of Parshas Purah we makayim the mitzvah zochar es asher hiktzavto es Hashem Elokecho. All these perushim seem to be similar to the Gemara Menachos Mem Gimel Tcheles Doim Eliyam V'Yam Doim El Rakiya V'Rakiya Doim El Kisei Hakavod Rochek Men Hapshat. My feeling would be that Kuli Alma Moide Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Zohar is Derabbanan, Betzibur is definitely Derabbanan. However, the Yesoid, the common denominator between Tosis and the Rosh, is that the kiyum of mitzvah zechira is not zechira ba'alma kol echod lefitzachus lishoinai, but rather by quoting or reciting this parsha in Ki Teitzei. Other zechiras have no fixed formulation. Whether it's zochar es yom shabbos lekatzoy or romantis kol yom tzeischom yaretz mitzrayim kol yemei chayecho, everybody could choose his own words, his own formulation, min ha-Torah. However, this chira is different. This chira would resemble mitzvahs of kriya, like kriya shema, vidui maises, mikro bikurim. There are various times throughout the year in which a person is supposed to recite a certain parsha, certain specific psukim. This chira is similar to the various kriyas. And contrary to other mitzvahs of Shechira, Zohar Sashar Osalach HaMorik, we need to read this parasha. However, Metoich Sefer Torah, B'Shaz Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, that is probably the Rabbanon. And the Chiddush we have to derive from the Rosh is this: even a mitzvah the Rabbanon, if Ikroi Min HaTorah, if the fundamental essence of the mitzvah is Min HaTorah, then the performance of the mitzvah, Bekol Porteh V'Dikteyo, even those that are Derabbanon, override the Isser of La'olam Behem Ta'avoid. However, I think the Rambam makes it very clear. In the opinion of the Rambam, this Shechira is similar to the other Shechiras. It does not necessarily mean reciting the parsha, the given parsha of Ki Teitzei. Kol echod lefi tzachus l'shoinu. Because the Rambam explains this mitzvah twice. Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Saseh Kuf Pei Tes, once again Hilchas Malochem Perek Hei, Halacha Hei, together with the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMolek. And in both sources, the Rambam says, we have to remember Sinosoi V'Arivosoi Shel HaMolek. He doesn't refer or indicate to the parsha in Ki Teitzei. So I think the opinion of the Rambam and also of the Sefer HaChinuch Tov Reish Gimel is the same token as the other Shechiras. Everybody could choose his own words, his own formula, but the idea that has to be conveyed and remembered and passed down from one generation to the other is Rishas Amorek, telling the story of Amorek, and Chasdei Shemaim that saved us from Rishas Amorek. And this brings us to the other question: when? Some Achronim say once a year, because a year is the Zman of Shichacho. Sefer HaChinuch writes that if a person mentioned Zecher HaMolek once in his lifetime, then he wasn't Mevatel HaMitzvah Saseh. To me it is very clear there is no such a thing, a mitzvah that one has to perform once in a lifetime. That is impossible. The only mitzvah I could think of is Ksiva Sefer Torah, but Ksiva Sefer Torah is different because the essence of the mitzvah is not writing a sefer, but possessing a sefer. And therefore, if you write a Sefer Torah once in your lifetime and you have that sefer in your possession, then you're mekayim the mitzvah. But mitzvahs that have no result, have no outcome, mitzvahs that are essentially avdas Hashem, there is no such thing once in a lifetime. So how do we understand the Sefer HaChinuch? The Rambam, Hilchas Malachim, the above mentioned source, Perikei Halochei, the Rambam writes, Liskor Tamid. What does Tamid mean? All the time? The mitzvah of Schir is a mitzvah shebedibu, not a mitzvah shebelev. Would that mean that a God-fearing Jew has to get up in the morning until he falls asleep at night like a parrot all day? Well, we have Tariq mitzvahs to perform. We have Bavli and Yerushalmi and an unbelievable Torah to learn, which we could never finish even if we would live 1,000 years. So a person definitely isn't obliged just to say Maase Amorek. So what does Tamid mean? The Rambam uses a slightly different formulation in Sefer HaMitzvos. He writes, La'orer b'mamorim b'chol eis ve'eis, b'chol eis ve'eis. So my understanding in the Rambam is very simple and very clear. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah d'oraisa has no given time, no given number. We are supposed to remember lest we forget. And as much as is required to prevent shichacha, that is the mitzvah of zechira. And there is no clear definition of zman. And therefore the Sefer HaChinuch says, if a person mentioned Maase Amorek once, then maybe that is sufficient. He wasn't oiver, he wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. Well, how would we relate to a boy that Lo Oleinu Shaloneida passed away when he's 14 years old? So he only was a Bar Chiyuva by 13, and he said Maase Amorek, and he passed away when he's 14. So he definitely was Makayim the Mitzvah. How about 15 or 16 or 17 or 18 or 25 or 26? This is something we cannot define, and therefore the Chinuch doesn't say Lechatchila you have to mention Maase Amorek once a lifetime. No, definitely not. But if that is what you did, we cannot insist that you were mevatel mitzvah, because the mitzvah is not defined in a certain time framework. And the way I understand the mitzvah d'oraisa, we're not dealing with derabbanan. Derabbanan, we have the kli of parsha zohar, but min haTorah, the mitzvah is to remember and mention and recite as much as is required to prevent shechacha. The story of Amorek has to live in the hearts of our people, of our nation. Why? What exactly do we have to remember? That is a machloikis between Mogen Avraham and Mishneh Berurah. Or Freish Pehei and Mogen Avraham, this very interesting discussion that Mogen Avraham brings out the Shlom. If a Jew lives in a little town, and in his town there's no Sefer Torah, there's no Megillah, there's no Kriya, he has one of two options. He could take the right road in the fork, and he will arrive on time to hear the Megillah and Purim. He won't make it for Shabbos. Shabbos, he'll have to stay in an inn, and he won't hear Parashat Zohar. If he goes left, he could arrive in Shabbos, and he's going to hear Parashat Zohar, but he'll have to be on the way back Purim. So what has precedence? Kriyas Megillah on Purim or Kriyas Zohar on Shabbos? The Shlo argues Parsha Zohar's Min haTorah. Megillah is only Midrabbanan. So Kriyas HaZohar is more important. Mogen Avraham has a very interesting comment. If he could make it on time and be in the town Purim, that is preferable. Why? Because Purim in the morning, the Kriya is Parshas B'Shalach, which also tells the story of Amalek in a different formulation. But it is sufficient to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And therefore, the Mogen Avraham says, if he's going to be in a Jewish community Shabbos, not Shabbos, but rather Purim, is going to be Mekayim both Mitzvahs. Hear the Megillah, and hear the Kriya of Parshas B'Shalach, which is a sufficient to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Zohar, Sasher Osa Lecho Amalek. The Mishneh Berurah disputes the opinion of the Mogen Avraham, arguing that the only parsha with which we could be yotze the mitzvah is Ki Teitzei, the one we read on Shabbos. Because it is only in that parsha that we have the mitzvah Timcha Zecher Amalek Matachas HaShomayim. which we do not have in Bishalach. In Bishalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Ki mochoi emche ezecher amorek metachas ha-shamayim, but the mitzvah of timche is only in Ki Teitzei. So it seems to me that the machloikis between Mogen Avraham and Mishneh Berurah is, what is the essence of Zechiras Ma'aseh Amalek? What are we supposed to remember? The Mishneh Berurah maintains, we are supposed to remember that we have to destroy Amalek. The Mogen Avraham probably would argue, no, we have to remember the tragedy, the sakona, the chas d'shamayim in salvaging us from the sakona of Amalek, but not necessarily the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, which would be an interesting understanding in the basis of the machloikas between Mogen Avraham and Mishneh Berurah. And some could argue that there's another question regarding Hilchas Haschira, which is also dependent on this Shaila. Are women included in the mitzvah of Schiras Ma'aseh Amalek? Well, nowhere in Europe, besides in Germany, Kirot Ashkenaz, were women makbid to hear Kriyas Zohar in Shul. Not in Poland, not in Litva, not in Galicia, not in Hungary. However, in our days in Yerushalayim, many, many women are very makbid to hear the Zechira, the Kriya Parsha Zohar. Maybe because that was the opinion of Reb Shiele Diskin. Sefer HaChinuch is the only one of the great Rishonim that discussed this question. Sefer HaChinuch writes, Tov Reish Gimel, that because women are exempt from military service and from waging war, they also are exempt from Zechiras Ma'aseh Amalek. Obviously, maintaining, like we explained the opinion of the Mishneh Berurah, what is it that we have to remember? We have to remember that we have a mitzvah to destroy Amalek. And therefore, women that have no part in the mitzvah of Mechia are also potur min haschira. The Minchas Chinuch argues, how do we know that Schira and Mechia kruchim yardu min hashamayim, that they are dependent one on the other? Schira is a mitzvah in itself, and it's a mitzvah she'ein hazman groma she'noshim p'turot. So the question whether women are included in this mitzvah or excluded, l'chore, depends on the essence of the mitzvah. If we have to remember Ma'aseh Amalek to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then women are included. Afhen ayu boi se'enes. If what we have to remember is that we have to wage war and destroy Amalek, then women would be excluded from this mitzvah. But then we have a contradiction in the Mishneh Berurah, because on one hand the Mishneh Berurah says we have to read Dafka Parshas Ki Teitzei, because it is only there that we have the mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Amalek, and in Sefer HaMitzvah Zakotzor of the Mishneh Berurah, Mitzvah Ayin Avovi writes that Nosham Ar Machuyev in Zechiras Ma'aseh Amalek, which seem to be a contradiction. Because if Mitzvah Zechira is dependent on the mitzvah of Mechia, the Noshim should be except. Two ways to reconcile what seems to be a stir. One way would be, even if the mitzvah is the skor kedei lehilachem, even if Noshim are exempt from waging war, but they still have a duty in time of war, in the home front, encouraging their husbands and children to volunteer and to fight Amalek, and Bechlal, for a nation to remember, it is extremely important that the women are part of the remembrance as well. So even if we do assume that we have to remember to wage war, there is no necessity in arguing that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Schira. We all have to remember so that the few would be able to destroy. The other approach would be this. Maybe we have to read Dafka Parshas Ki Teitzei, not because it is only in Parshas Ki Teitzei that we have the mitzvah of Timcha Zecher Amalek. Maybe it is that only in Parshas Ki Teitzei do we have the mitzvah of Zochras Asher HaSalachu Amalek. So maybe the essence of the mitzvah of Schira is we have to remember that we have to remember. And we have to quote and recite the posek, the mitzvah of Zohar es Asher Osalacho Amolek Bederech Betzeis Chum HaMitzrayim. I think that's a reasonable svara. However, it doesn't fit in with the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah makes it very clear when he disputes the opinion of the Magen Avraham that the reason we have to read Dafka Parshas Ki Teitzei is because it is only in this parsha that we have the mitzvah of Timcha Zecha Amolek Mitachas Hashomayim. I would like to go back for a few minutes to the topic we mentioned before. My personal feeling and opinion is that the machlokes that are showing him is only in the point, do we have to recite after the given parsha or anything that tells the story of Amalek, like Zochos Yom HaShabbos Lakashe and Namantis Kesheyom Tzeyeschum Yeretz Mitzrayim. However, Kriya Metoch Sefer Torah is definitely Midrabbonon Bilvad. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, the great Goon Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Chelik Beis, Chuvis Vahanhogus, brings a very interesting psak that he heard in the name of Rav Chaim Moshe. Chuvis Vahanhogus, Chelik Beis, Siman Tzadik Gimel. Rav Moshe for years was one of the Rabbonim in Johannesburg. And it is there that he heard an interesting psak. 100 years ago, the chief rabbi of Johannesburg was Rav Kosovsky, was a brother-in-law of Rav Chaim Moshe. And Rav Kosovsky in Joburg was exposed to an interesting phenomenon. Sometimes Friday night there were hundreds of people in shul, but Shabbos morning very few came, because they went to the jobs, they went to their vacations. And he asked Reb Chaim Moshe, what should he do with the Kriya of Zohar? Reb Chaim Moshe said they should take a Sefer Torah out of the Aron HaKodesh by night and read the parsha without a brocha, so that the congregants, the Kehila, should be Yotzi Yedei Choyvoso. Which to me is an interesting psak, because Mimon Avshach, the mitzvah D'Oraisa, you don't need a Sefer Torah. You could read it out of a Chumash. The mitzvah derabbanon, you're definitely not makayim b'kriya b'laylo, because this man kriyas atoyres b'boker, that's the tikkunos chachamim. If a person takes out a sefer and he reads a weekly parsha by night, probably he's makayim the mitzvah. But that is the psak brought in the name of Reb Chaim Moshe. The phenomena in itself is quite interesting, but I want to tell you a story of the Panav Sherov in Johannesburg. Johannesburg is the most Litvish community in the world, because 150 years ago there was mass immigration from Lithuania. Jews fled Lithuania after pogroms and they came to Johannesburg. So when I visit that community, I feel very special, very unique. I'm usually the only Shtreimel in town. So the Panav Sherov very much loved the Kehila at Johannesburg, and he visited several times. And once it was publicized that the Panav Sherov is going to give a drosha after laning in the morning. 500 people showed up to the drosha, because Litvish Eden really liked to learn. After the drosha was over, everybody said goodbye. They all left the shul. Everybody just got into his car and drove home. And there was no minyan for Musaf. For Musaf, they had to try to call in at Seinto. So when the Panav Sherov said goodbye and there was a big ceremony and the crowd got together once again, Panav Sherov spoke to the Yoinim and said, I would very much want to give you Musar about Shabbos, but I know to no avail. I won't be able to influence you to keep Shabbos. I feel I need to talk to you about Taras HaMishpoch and Kashrus, but probably wouldn't have much effect. However, I am confident. Chazal say, "Asida Torah shetachzor al achsaniya shala." You are Lithuanian Jews. You are the achsaniya of Torah. Sooner or later, the Torah will come knocking on your door. Torah mechazeras al achsaniya shala. All I beg from you is, when the Torah will come back, you just see to it she has a door to knock on. She asked to whom to come back. Look after your children. Avoid assimilation. Have them marry into Jewish families. That is all I ask from you. And in reality, there are very, very few mixed marriages in Johannesburg. So that was the Psak of Reb Chaim Oizer, which I find is a very interesting Psak, and probably my ruling would be different, but Ludati, Ludatoi HaGadoylo of Reb Chaim Oizer was Mamish Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla in his time. So the topic we have discussed today is a mitzvah which is Noeg Gizman Hazeh, and a sugu which I find most interesting. The Zohar and Parshas B'Shalach asks a very interesting question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Tzei V'Hilochem Be'Amorek, we gotta fight Amorek. Moshe calls Yehoshua and tells him, you gotta fight Amorek. And the Zohar asks, this is one of the greatest mitzvahs. Shmoy Sholem, V'Kisei Sholem. It all depends on Melchemes Amorek. Moshe has the opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you fight Amorek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you. So how does Moshe look away from that mitzvah and pass it on to Yehoshua? The Zohar explains. To be successful in a war against Amalek, we need to fight Amalek de la Elo. Amalek is not only here, he is up in the heavens as well. Moshe tells Yehoshua, I will fight Amalek de la Elo, and you fight Amalek de la Tato. And therefore, v'hoyu kasher yore Moshe es yodoy v'kovei Yisrael, because Moshe wages war with Amalek de la Elo, the foundation of Rishas Amalek and Tumas Amalek. Yehoshua, he was the one that with wars and tools of war, he waged war with Amalek de la Tato. So how do we fight Amalek de la Elo? How do we fight Amalek de la Elo? I remember as a young boy learning Bava Basa, and while I reached Bava Basa Daf Mem Vav, I was shocked by one word that I find in that Amid. You know, Shas Bavli, there are many simonim to encourage memory. Bava Basa Mem Vav, no more and no less. Chazal say, Amalek Siman. And I was shocked. We have a mitzvah Tim Chazecha Amalek, and Chazal give him the greatest honor one could ever dream of, being part of Shas Bavli, having your name forever sanctified in Bava Basa Daf Mem Vav. I looked around, and I find that Reb Yankov Emden deals with this question and his very special harsh language. Rabbi Yankov Emden offers his interpretation, and I say, if somebody's got to handle Amalek, I think Rabbi Yankov Emden is the one. He was so sharp and so critical, and I would very much prefer he deals with Amalek than with Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz. Anyway, Rabbi Yankov Emden says, Kach ya'osa lemenuval hazeh, למשוך אותו לבית המדרש, לשבור את כוחו ולהוציא ממנו כל ניצוץ קדוש. We have to fight Amalek. Where? In the movie theaters? In the sports arenas? No. There, he is more powerful than we are. A wise strategist lures his enemy into his element and the terrain which is more comfortable for him. Kach ya'osa lemenuval hazeh, lemshoch oto lebeit ha-midrash, because it is in Beit ha-midrash that we could overcome and we could overpower Amalek. In Bava Basa Daf Mem Vav, we are confident that we will have the upper hand. Or in Bava Kama Lamed Vav, or in Bava Metzia Chavav, doesn't matter where. But as long as we learn Torah, in Torah we will have the upper hand, because in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Vav, Chazal interpret the pasuk, "V'yalochem im Yisrael berefidim." What far as l'fidem integate, shorofi yadeyem et divrei Torah. What gives Amalek strength is bittul Torah. The way to fight Amalek is ba'avas Torah, ba'asmoda b'Torah. Rofi yadeyem et divrei Torah gave him his power, and therefore, l'mshochuto l'beit ha-midrash. Bava basra, Memvov. It is there that we have the power to destroy Amalek. Amalek de la Elo and Mele Amalek de la Tata. So when we approach Yemei HaPurim, this is something which is very important to remember. Haman was Mezer Amalek. When we read Megillah Esther, in a way, this is a kiyum of Tzchiras Ma'ase Amalek. At least that is what the Avne Nezer argues in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. But we have to remember that the way to fight Amalek, the way to overcome Amalek, the way to destroy him is the opposite of Rofi Yedeim et Divrei Torah. Smod v'Torah, Omer v'Torah, Yegiyas v'Torah, Ahavosav v'Simchosav. That is how we fight Amalek de la'elo. Yehi rotzon we should be zoicha bekoroiv biyomeinu. Sheyehei shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholem. Sheyehei zichroi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholem. B'mechias zechan Amalek mitachas hashumayim. We should be zoicha bekoroiv biyomeinu. Yeshuas Yisrael le'geula zoilam. Rabbi Yehoshua Tzedek, ולבניין בית המקדש במהרה בימינו אמן.